then they began to materialize, till if God have not taken away my reason, for I saw it through my eyes, there were before me in actual flesh the same three women that Jonathan saw in the room when they would have kissed his throat. I knew the swaying round forms, the bright hard eyes, the white teeth, the ruddy color, the voluptuous lips. They smiled ever at poor dear Madam Mina, and as their laugh came through the silence of the night, they twined their arms and pointed to her and said in those so sweet, tingling tones that Jonathan said were of the intolerable sweetness of the water glasses, "Come, sister, come to us. Come, come." In fear, I turned to my poor Madam Mina, and my heart with gladness leaped like a flame. For, oh, the terror in her sweet eyes, the repulsion, the horror, told a story to my heart that was all of hope. God be thanked, she was not yet of them. I seized some of the firewood which was by me, and holding out some of the wafer, advanced on them towards the fire. They drew back before me and laughed their low, horrid laugh. I fed the fire and feared them not, for I knew that we were safe within our protections. They could not approach me whilst so armed, nor Madam Mina whilst she remained within the ring, which she could not leave no more than they could enter. The horses had ceased to moan and lay still on the ground. The snow fell on them softly, and they grew whiter. I knew that there was for the poor beasts no more of terror. And so we remained till the red of the dawn to fall through the snow gloom. I was desolate and afraid and full of woe and terror. But when that beautiful sun began to climb the horizon, life was to me again. At the first coming of the dawn, the horrid figures melted in the whirling mist and snow. The wreaths of transparent gloom moved away towards the castle and were lost.